Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Space showed off yesterday. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix. Also, the only time people wanted to spend money to go to Indiana and Ohio was yesterday.
And they're excited about it.
I know. They're like, hey, look at us over here. We got the solar eclipse parties going down.
You're like, man, I'm so jealous. You're in Dayton.
How was your solar eclipse viewing party by yourself yesterday, Sarah?
Well, it ended up being great, although it had a shaky start. I woke up for a nap, tried to construct something that would work. It didn't.
Right after a nap?
Yeah, right after a nap when you're just not yourself. You're still buffering. And, my neighbor stepped outside while I was sitting there looking defeated. And she's like, I got some glasses. And so I went over to her house. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy, for stepping up. So no matter what we did yesterday, none of it compared to listener Andrew's epic Monday. Friend of the show. He also has his pilot's license. And he told us yesterday he was going to go to 10,000 feet in the sky, fly to Indiana to watch the solar eclipse. Andrew, back with us right now. Oh, this is so triumphant. Andrew, what was that moment like seeing the solar eclipse right in front of you, a.k.a. the path of totality, my friend?
It was spectacular. We stopped for a refuel in Evansville, Indiana, and the eclipse it was underway. It was probably about 30%, so I got to experience a little bit of it from the ground. We had the glasses. There were people all over the airport that had flown in from various parts of the country. But they were all watching it from the ground, which I didn't quite understand. But with a quick calculation, we took off about 30 minutes before full totality, climbed up, just flew pretty much right at the sun to 10,000 feet, and about 10, 15 seconds before totality hit, you could totally see the shadow coming from the west. And you get that diamond pop, and then boom, you're in the totality. And you start looking around, and you just got that orange glow at the edge all the way around for, you could probably see for 75 miles. It was just incredible.
Cool. Did all your instruments on your plane just freak out like you're in the Bermuda Triangle? Because that's what it looks like it should have done.
No, but we did. It's a weird feeling because your eyes are used to that type of light, but it's usually in the early morning or late evening, and it's not from the sun when it's almost directly on top of you.
Right.
So there's still enough illumination right up until the moment of totality. But then as soon as you are in that full solar eclipse, I mean, we just turned all the instrument lights on in the airplane, and it kind of felt like a night flight inside the aircraft for 3.5 minutes.
Cool.
But, yeah, I mean, looking back down onto the ground, we were right over Mount Vernon, Illinois, and a tiny little town on the river there, and it was pretty cool to look down and just see it look like nighttime down there. And there was, we were talking to ATC, and ATC comes over the radio and is like, just maintain your altitude. There's multiple other aircrafts in the area doing the same thing you are. Just maintain your altitude. So it was easily the coolest thing I've ever done in an airplane. That right there is probably the definition of America. I mean,
there is a USA flag flying on the back of his plane yesterday. Andrew, thank you for the time today, man. So glad that you got to have that moment. You have a good Tuesday, buddy.
Have a great Tuesday, y'all.
See you, bud.
Bye.
Bye.
Epic.
Meanwhile, I watched in my very small Window Falls backyard. Bum, bum, bum.
Well, listen, you can book your ticket for April 12, 2026.
Yeah, right around the corner, Sarah.
Because you have to fly to Iceland or Spain, but that's the next total eclipse that'll be anywhere near us.
I've heard great things about Reykjavik, Iceland, Sarah.
Well, if you get there on April 12, 2026, you'll see a total eclipse in Iceland.
Let me get right on that.
Pretty epic.
All right, 6 minutes away from Secret Celebrity back. Jackpot all the way back down to $300.
Sounds so anticlimactic, but I'd still take $300.
I thought we were going to have $2,000 today. All right.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career with better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Train to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.